And welcome back here on Waterside Wake Up on KD Country 94 on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Ken Spurgeon is joining us here this morning. He's a professor at Friends, an educator and filmmaker, and there's a very interesting project coming up here in Osborne County, the Sodden Stubble book being turned into a film. So we're chatting a little bit with Ken about that and how this all goes. This book was a story by John Ice, right, and Von Rothenberger. Ken, what kind of led you to maybe this story and then wanting to turn it into a production and a movie?
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for having me on. I first became acquainted with the book, Sod and Stubble, about 25 years ago. I'm a longtime teacher, and I would use it in my Kansas history classes, really, to start with in high school. I later on used it sometimes in my Kansas history classes as I teach here at Friends University. And I just always loved the book. I think to some people, they might read it and say it's a pioneer story. There's lots of those. But there's something about that book and that story that is more real or somehow kind of cuts to the core of what the people of the plains were really like and what they struggled with and what they overcame. And I've even thought about it myself, like, what is it about that book that is so different? And I think it's relatable. And for many of us, like, I live in the city now, but I had a family farm and still have it. And I think we all can relate to the idea of trying to make the land work and what the land means to us, even if we're not there. Like, our hearts are still there. And I think somehow that book does that. The book itself was actually written in the 1930s. John Ives was the son of Henry and Rosie Ives, who were the homesteaders near Downs. And but the book was written in the 30s. When Ives wrote it, he was a professor of economics at KU, actually a very famous professor of economics at KU, and he decided that with his mother still living that he would make this attempt. The book had some success, but it wasn't real successful in the 30s. In the 1960s, it had another edition, but it was in the 1990s that Von Rothenberger, who's a local, he really dug in and gave a whole new life to the book, in my opinion. He added material, he added notes, it just made a lot more sense, it was a lot more thorough, and so that 1996 or so version that came out from the University Press of Kansas is the one I've been using all these years. And then I guess lastly, I dreamed of writing it. I'm kind of a filmmaker, I've been making films for about 20 years, mostly documentaries, some docudramas, and I wrote a script about 10 years ago. I became good friends with Vaughn, and so we corresponded and even researched things together. And so I wrote a script about 10 years ago. So it's been on my mind a lot. And then about last summer, Don and Linda Miller, Vaughn, and some other people from the community reached out to me and said, you know, what do you think? And here we are.
Yeah, and again, Sod and Stubble is the name of it, with the book that is being turned into a film. And I know one of the biggest things here with this, as you're going into production and getting ready to do this, is you're going to stay true to the roots, right? You're going to be filming right here in North Central Kansas for some of this. So what goes into that? Like, where are you filming, and when are you going to film this?
Yeah, so this is really a homegrown project in many ways. Some of the films I've had have been foundation-based, grant-based, a combination of a lot of things-based. It's an investor project. We created Sod and Stubble LLC because we knew we'd be here in Kansas. We're going to film it in Downs. We're going to film some in Wichita and some in Lawrence. But we are reconstructing a house on the Miller farm. It's in progress right now. And so we're going to be filming a lot there. And again, if we get it, if we're ready, we hope to film by the end of June this year. And so, yeah, we're filming it right here. We got already some great people attached to the film and some great stars, some of which I can talk about, some of which until we sign I can't. But there's a lot of people that are interested, and a lot more people know about Sod and Stubble already than have known about it, because we're sending out information and talking to, like I said, people who will be involved. But we'll be filming it all right there.
Again, we're talking with Ken Spurgeon, who is the writer and director of the Sod and Stubble movie, which will be filmed again, like Ken just said, right there on the Miller Farm Downs for some of it. Ken, you talked about cast, and I know I was talking to Don the other day, actually, and he's like, we're about ready to sign somebody, but we can't say anything about it yet until it's official, right? So, but in general, what goes into casting something like this?
Well, one of the things that goes into it for me is, you want talent. Talent is just like anything, you know, you want talent. You don't get in an airplane with a person who can't really fly. And want talent, so I'm trying to get some real talent, and especially as far as our leads. And I like to look for people who love stories that are history-based. Obviously, that's my passion, and the passion usually of the people I'm involved with. So you're looking for people and actors who like his stories that are history, and that combination, and that it exists, you know, it's around, and I think in some ways we've had a resurgence of stories, period stories, in the last 10 years. I see a lot more than I feel like I used to,
mm-hmm.
And so it's looking for that kind of good mix, and like I said, they're out there, and we can name some of them because some of them are in, and you can see them online now, either on our website or on IMDb. But we have several stars now that have come in, and they're continuing to come.
Again, you mentioned a bit ago that you do have the LLC set up for Sod and Stubble. What can the community do if they want to help out with this project?
Well, there's really a couple things. You know, if you're wanting to be involved in the film, you can actually be an investor, which is pretty cool, because what we don't realize is it's not going to just be the film comes out and it shows one time. The film will probably have lots of screenings. The film can sell on streaming, and the film could be being aired in 10 years. And if you're an investor, you're an owner.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a cool thing to think about for a long time. But there's other things they can do, too, because there are foundations that are helping, and like, for example, the reconstruct of the home. The foundations in Downs and Osborne County, it'd be awesome to go to them or just volunteer. There'll be times for chances for people just to volunteer to help, for sure. But I think right now it's getting it ready, getting the house ready. So Don and Linda Miller are great people to talk to. Von Rothenberger is a great person to talk to. Laura McClure, there's several others that you could reach out to that are in the community. And I should also mention, one thing I should mention is we've had great support already from some legislators. I'm good friends with Troy Waymaster and Elaine Bowers. They're both aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one that was the director and writer of a Home on the Range film that came out of Smith Center.
Okay.
And Troy and Elaine were so helpful, I can't even tell you. And so they're a blessing, you know, because they know what's going on, and they're people certainly you guys can, anybody could talk to, but they've just been great supporters of the region, and they reached out to me, so I don't have to bug them. They've been great already and supportive. It's also one of those things, and I said this when we did Home on the Range, this is our story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It should be told by people who actually have a heart and passion for it.
Absolutely. Again, if people want to see more about it, they can go on a search Sod and Stubble on IMDb. Would that work?
Yeah, that works. Okay. And they also can go to sodandstubble.com.
Okay. Perfect. Ken Spurgeon, the writer and director. It's the film Sod and Stubble. Ken, we certainly thank you for the time. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up here?
I don't think so. I'm looking forward to being up there and making a movie.
Perfect. Ken Spurgeon with us here. Educator and filmmaker, professor at Friends University. Well, thank you for the time, Ken, and I hope everything goes well for you.
Thank you.
Community Matters brought to you today by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit, here on Waterside Wake Up on Katy Country 94.